Muppet mind. The truth of the matter is that my ego is very defensive and reactive, and that's the reason I've never been able to get very far, if anywhere, with my spiritual exercises. That's what my teacher told me anyway. He told me that my ego is made up of the stupidest, densest, most incorrigible material in the whole universe, and that nothing could ever be done about it. This material is 100% inert and quite immune to any attempts that might be made to dissolve it or soften it up. So that's that. Where do I go from here? I asked him. That's what I wanted to know. What was I supposed to do now? My so-called teacher didn't seem to have very much to tell me about that, however. He was strangely silent on the subject. My only hope, as far as I could see it, was to give up the spiritual quest and involve myself in something else instead. Maybe join a club or something. I don't know. Find a hobby. Learn to enjoy watching sport on TV. Spend more time on Facebook. Get some skills posting stuff. Join the Jehovah's Witnesses and attend Bible classes. Join the Conservative Party. Get a job. Something like that. Anyway, seems to work for everyone else after all. My mind was hopping here and there at random. Ceaselessly restless, it was forever looking for something, but it didn't know what. It didn't believe in looking too hard either. If the answer wasn't there straight away, then my mind would immediately look elsewhere. The answer never was there, of course. Nothing comes that easily, obviously. That's my mind for you. My Muppet mind, I call it. With a mind like that in charge, how can you ever go wrong? I'm stuck with this frickin' Muppet mind. Hey, Muppet boy, they call out to me. What are you doing with that stupid frickin' Muppet mind of yours? When are you going to wise up? I was comforting myself with my self-talk. Don't worry. Everything's going to be okay. You're a good person and everyone likes you, I told myself. Outside, demons were massing. They wanted to drink my brain straight out of my skull whilst it was still warm. They told me telepathically that this is what they were going to do. They sent me pictures just so I could get the idea properly. You'll be just fine, I soothed myself. You're a good person, and no bad things will happen to you. There are no such things as brain-drinking demons. That's a laugh, isn't it? There's a rich humour there, for sure. If that's what you're looking for. Rich, rich humour. Rich and dark. Don't catastrophise, I told myself. Brain-drinking demons aren't that bad. Sometimes they can even be quite helpful. And they're not really interested in judging and persecuting you. You just imagine that they are. I was practicing my CBT, you see. Thank God for CBT, right? Brain-drinking demons aren't really the problem you think they are, my inner CBT therapist told me. But outside the cracked and grimy windows of the survival dome, creatures from the infra-dimensions were gathering in their hordes. Horror beyond the ability of ordinary mortals to imagine. Horror the like of which, horror the like of which. The accumulated evil of all ages swirling around and around in a great vortex. Some of the weaker-minded crew members had taken to worshipping the vortex in the hope that they would be spared the fate which awaited the rest of us. They would spend a lot of time on their knees chanting, "Praise be to the vortex of evil," in the most annoying fashion. This didn't do anything for the morale of the rest of us, needless to say. We threw them out of the airlock in the end. Let the vortex take care of its own, we said. Let the vortex take care of its own.